Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. In 1 Corinthians 16:9, Apostle Paul talks about a great door, an effectual door, that had opened to him, but there were many adversaries. How do you walk courageously on the right path with so many haters? How do you stay focused in the midst of so much opposition? Can you really win when it feels like everything and everyone is against you? Absolutely. Join me, your host, Laverne Bond, on the next Napstick Retreat, Collaboration in Christ. Good morning. I am still meditating on Psalm 23. I do not know how long the Lord will have me on this path, station, but I will stay there as long as it keeps prospering my soul. I can tell you the truth that I'm not telling you to do something that I don't do myself. I meditate on the scriptures. I literally use them like a mantra. I used to be a Buddhist. I used to practice Hinduism, but nothing, I tell you, nothing compares to Christian meditation on the scriptures. You go into the depths of revelation and nothing, I don't care how bad it looks and how bad it gets, nothing can defeat you with this method of meditation. Your heart and your soul and your mind is so anchored that even when all hell breaks out against you, nothing can overcome you. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Do you feel like you're going to lose sometimes? Sure, you do feel like you're going to lose sometimes, but you don't. Why? Because there's something about this method of meditation, this way of righteousness, that causes your heart to beat, your soul to be so anchored in Christ that you're not easily moved. You will sway, you might bend a little, but you will not crumble. You will not crumble. That's why I can trust God the way I do. That's why I can trust God every day. I can say without compromise. Every day, and I can say that without lying. I can say that without exaggeration. I can trust him in the difficult spaces because I have been through some of the worst things. Even today, I go through difficult times. Is my money acting funny? Sure is. And is my life perfect the way it is? It sure isn't. However, I still have that vision in front of me, and I know, as I know my name, it will come to pass, and I will walk to see the vision that is set before me. And I will walk in it, and I will be victorious. Not only will I be victorious, I will set new goals for myself, and I will prosper. I shall not be moved. I'm not talking some religious experience. I'm talking about life, everyday life. Now let's look at Psalm 23:3. We're still there. We haven't moved yet. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And when I meditated on those particular scriptures, this is what I got. And I wrote this down. The Lord will never put you in a battle that he does not think you can win. Already has a vision of how something is supposed to work or come out, and it is always victory. I am supposed to win, and I never lose. Praise God. And let's listen to that revelation again. The Lord will never put you in a battle that he does not think you can win. That goes confirms the scripture in the New Testament where it says he will not give you more than you can bear. the difference with this revelation is that when God puts you in a situation that seems to the outside world that you cannot walk this thing out, you cannot possibly win. That everybody around you is looking at you and laughing, and they're thinking how comical you must be, how silly you must be for doing the things you are doing. You're doing this, and nobody's listening to you. Nobody's paying any attention to you, but you keep doing what you're supposed to be doing. You do what you see in your mind's eye. You do what you see in your mind's heart. You do not stop. You do not quit. You do not apologize for what you are doing. After the vision is manifest and you've moved on to your next goal, everybody will see it. And all those naysayers that talked about you and said you would never accomplish anything and that you should pack it in and that you should give up and you should quit and you should move to another city and you're a loser, they will always say, oh, yeah, I knew her when. I knew him when. I knew him when he just got started. Yeah, sure you did. If you really knew me, you would be doing just like me. If you really knew me, you would be doing the same things like me. But because you don't know me, you can't copy me. And see, that's where the collaboration in Christ comes in. Because Christ will lead you in a path that cowardice people who don't have the same revelation you have, they can't walk with you. They will pretend like they know what you're doing. They will pretend that they're doing the same things you're doing, but they can't walk like you walk because they don't have the same relationship. And when you don't have the same relationship and you don't have that same collaboration in Christ, you can't do the same thing. I don't care how many people opposed you. I don't care. It doesn't matter. You can be a team of one, a company of one. You will still be the victor. And if you don't think so, go and take some time and read the story of Elijah with a J, not with an S, Elijah. He was a team of one, and he beat 400 prophets. 400. And quiet as it's kept, he really wanted the other 450. So he wanted to come against 850 prophets. But Jezebel was smart. She only sent out 400 because she knew Elijah had the faith to take the whole team out. One can put 1,000 to flight. Two can put 10,000 to flight. Hello. Hello. I don't know what you're going through. And if it's anything like what I'm going through, it's probably pretty. You have anchored yourself in the Word, and you are turning that Word over in your spirit over and over, and you're writing down the things that come up in your spirit in your prayer journal. There's no way anyone can beat you. Because God is a God that never fails. How can you lose with a person that never fails? How can you lose with a person that never fails? Is that possible? The only way you can lose when you're walking with a person that never fails is you're not listening. Or you're rebelling against what he told you. Because if two people are walking in agreement, they're going to have the same vision. They're going to have the same outcome. But when you have that vision, you've got two different visions, you will get two different outcomes. If you will anchor yourself in the Word of God, you will never fail. Ever. 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 You will never fail. Who laughs at you? I don't care who mocks you. you will never fail. You can walk the righteous path. I know it's old-fashioned to talk about righteousness in this day and this time, but you can walk the righteous path. The Lord gave me a vision this morning of a path that had a canopy over it. A canopy is like a large umbrella that covers a path. And along this path, not only was it covered with darkness, but the sides of the path, on both sides, the left and the right, and above me, through that path to get to the effectual door. That's hard to do because it's dark and you cannot see your way through it. But yet, you must walk as though you can see. That's what faith is seeing the invisible in doing the impossible. Team member who does the impossible. You do what's possible. He does the impossible. And you do what you can through your walk of faith. I know this is old teaching. I know it does. Everybody has taught this before, and everybody says it doesn't work. It doesn't work because those people aren't anchored in the Word. They have forgotten the principles of meditation in Christ. They have forgotten the meditation, the practice, and the routine of meditating the Word day after day. You must meditate the Word every day. If you are a Buddhist, if you are a Hindu, or if you are a Christian who practice Hinduism or a Christian who practice Buddhism, I'm telling you, you must return to the Word of God and meditate the Scriptures. It will be more fulfilling to you than anything you experienced in Buddhism and Hindus. I know, because that's what I was. I didn't come from a Christian family. I started on my own. At 16 years old, I used to meditate as a Buddhist. I studied the book. I used to go to different New Age bookstores and help me get everything I possibly could on Hinduism and Buddhism. But when I found Christ and I learned to meditate on the Word of God, it changed my life. And I'm telling you, it'll change your life. Now, we have only a few seconds left, and I'm telling you, to return back to the Word of God and meditate as an assignment on Psalm 23:3. He restoreth my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And just roll over a portion. Start with a small portion. He restoreth my soul. But just he restore it. And then my soul. Just little portions at a time and chew them up. And I guarantee it'll change your life. You will get something so impactful, you will be up the whole day. This is your host, Laverne Bond, and Napstick Retreats, Collaboration in Christ. Please join me again tomorrow as we discuss more portions of the Psalm 23. Enjoy your day. Have a blessed day. So be it. Amen.